This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Consumers are eating more cheese and butter, but is that going to help prop up the Class 3 milk price? Lee Milkey of the Milkey Market Weekly talks about it with Matt Gould of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Matt, USDA's Economic Research Service says U.S. per capita consumption of dairy products in 2016 was up 2.5%, driven primarily by cheese and butter. That's good news, but why are Class 3 milk prices looking so depressed right now?
I'll try to answer both of those. Let's first take a look at the report. You're right, USDA said that consumption of butter and cheese did very well last year. Butter consumption was up 1.7%. American cheese consumption was up 2%. But the real standout of this report was what USDA calls other cheese. This category includes Italian-style cheese like mozzarella, and saw sales boom 4.6% higher last year. Those are all pretty impressive numbers, and you'll notice, and as you mentioned, those are all fat-heavy products. So milk fat consumption in the U.S. continues to rise at a pretty robust pace. The negative part of this report, if you will, is that these products that are heavier in protein and lactose, they didn't perform nearly as well. Fluid milk sales were down something like 1.3%. Yogurt sales were 4.5% lower. So on one hand, you have fat consumption doing very, very well. And on the other hand, you have consumption of proteins not doing very well. And that's the dynamic that's playing out. So when you talk about Class 3, the two components that make up Class 3 is cheddar cheese. And cheddar is roughly half water. And then when you look at those solids, it's about half fat, half protein. And the other part is whey, which is protein. So it's the protein side of the equation that's been very weak and that's struggled.
Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.
Thanks, Lee. Pregnancy testing is becoming more popular these days, as we hear from Patrick Cavanaugh.
The Texas Dairy Herd Improvement Association is a nonprofit organization that tests milk samples for various components. The testers go to dairies, collect samples, and gather weights in the barns. The samples are then taken to one or two lab locations to be analyzed for the components chosen by the farmer. Their main location is in Canyon, Texas. Beth Bonjour is the lab manager for the Texas DHIA, and she mentions pregnancy testing.
Our laboratory has been doing this for about almost 4 years now, and it's a new technology, which is great. It's non-invasive, and it doesn't cost the dairyman any extra time. So when the technician comes in every month to test their cows, they basically just print off a list. The dairyman prints off a list and says, hey, I want to check these cows or recheck these cows that were checked last month, make sure they're still pregnant. They send the list to the lab, and basically after we pull them out, run a test on them to find out if the cow is pregnant or not.
Bonjour said the test is looking for a particular protein in the milk.
And it's either there or it's not. So the test is pretty cut and dry.
That's Beth Bonjour. She's the lab manager for the Texas DHIA. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Did you know that the most requested item at food banks are dairy products? But milk is perishable, so that's the least donated item. So starting this month, the California Milk Advisory Board is launching a campaign called Seals for Good. Jennifer Giambrone says it's a social media campaign.
We're launching Seals for Good, so we're asking consumers, when they see Real California Milk seals out at retail, so, you know, you see it in the milk aisle, the dairy aisle, and cheese and butter and yogurt and all sorts of products, take a picture, snap it, you know, put it on your Instagram or your Facebook channel with the hashtag Seals for Good, and we'll donate $5 to the Great American Milk Drive. So it's a tremendous opportunity for us to be able to make sure that we're providing the nutrition of milk to all families, regardless of their circumstances.
Use the hashtag Seals for Good. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.